Ramayan Act 2, Chapter 12, The Search Begins. Scene 4, Sugriva Plans and Delights Ram. Lakshman asked Sugriva to come with him to see Ram. Sugriva immediately had a large palanquin fetched, and he mounted it along with Lakshman. Accompanied by Sugriva's ministers, they departed toward Prashravana. The gold palanquin, covered by a white canopy, was carried swiftly toward the mountain where Ram was waiting. Conches and kettle drums were sounded as the procession of monkeys moved in state. Sugriva was surrounded by many warlike monkeys bearing weapons in their hands. He was fanned on both sides by his servants and eulogized by bards as they traveled. They soon arrived at Ram's cave. Sugriva jumped from the palanquin and prostrated himself at Ram's feet. Ram lifted the monkey and embraced him with love. Ram seated Sugriva on the ground and, sitting next to him, spoke in a gentle voice. A wise king is he who pursues in their order proper religion, wealth, and pleasure, allotting proper time to each. But one who pursues only pleasure, neglecting the other two, wakes up after falling down, like one asleep on a treetop. The king who wins pious allies and destroys sinful foes gains great religious merit, O Sugriva. The time has come for you to make an effort for merit. What then has been done, O king? Sugriva replied that he was ever indebted to Ram for his kindness and favor. The Vanara king explained how he had dispatched thousands of monkeys to gather an army. Soon there would be millions of fierce monkeys, bears, and baboons gathering at Kishkindha. All of them were sprung from the loins of demigods and Gandharvas, and all were terrible warriors, each capable of changing their forms at will. Sugriva would have at his command a vast army, countless in number. They would quickly find Ravana, completely uproot him, and recover Sita. Ram was delighted, and he looked like a lotus in full bloom. He embraced Sugriva tightly. It is no surprise that one of your caliber renders such good to his friends. With you by my side, I shall easily conquer my enemies. Oh, Sugriva, you are my greatest well-wisher, and you are fit to help me in every way. Ram and Sugriva discussed for some time, planning how to make their search. Sugriva then left to meet with his emissaries, who were just now returning with the troops they had gathered. The earth vibrated as millions of fierce monkey warriors came to Kishkindha. A massive dust cloud rose up and veiled the sun. The trees shook, sending down showers of leaves and blossoms. The entire region for miles around became thickly populated by monkeys who looked like mountains. Some were golden-hued like the rising sun. Some were as red as copper, and some blue as the sky. Others were as white as the moon, and still others blackish like thunder clouds. All of them, like great mountain lions, had frightening teeth and claws. The troop leaders approached Sugriva and asked for his command. Sugriva took all of them and went again into Ram's presence. One by one, Sugriva introduced the Vanara chiefs, and they all bowed low at Ram's feet. Sugriva thus concluded, "These warriors are righteous, brave, and powerful. They can move on land, water, and through the air. They have conquered fatigue and are famous for their exploits. All of them have arrived, bringing thousands and millions of followers. O Ram, these Vanaras are ready to do your bidding. Please give your command." Ram stood up and embraced Sugriva. "It must be ascertained whether or not Sita lives. O noble one, find out where Ravana's land is located. Once we have this information, we shall then do what is necessary." Sugriva then assigned four parties to search in the four directions. He gave detailed descriptions of the countries where they should look, and then added, "This search should be conducted only over 1 month. After 1 month, you should return. Anyone returning after a month will be subject to death. Ram and his great purpose should be constantly remembered by all of you. May be success, may success, may success be all of you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.